You're listening to the soon-to-be-named network, the Lamborghini of podcast networks.
Are you ready to listen to Final Wrestling Place? Kick it!
If I never hear another sports pundit comment on Dak Prescott's "Here we go," I'll be the happiest kid in the world.
Not a fan.
No. Like, it was cool. Like, it would have been cool if they just let him do it. But now, like, every Tom, Dick, and Harry's like, well, you know, he's changing up cadences now, and it's not anything new in football. But then, like, we're gonna do even 15 on the progression of cadences for quarterbacks. What?
Here we go.
And then, like, hearing like pizza. And all this other crap, the Russell Wilson pizza.
I would say quarterback audibles are, like, to me, like, bad content. Like, I didn't like Omaha. Oh, he said Omaha. I didn't like any audibles. People were like, oh, I think LJ was one earlier this season. Or LeBron James. LeBron James was an audible. People were like, oh, what's an audible? I don't know. Maybe the receiver's you know, going to take about 5 steps, turn, hook a sharp right. Other receiver's going to run a hook, a curl.
Right.
Maybe something like that. Oh, that's exactly what it is. I'm just not interested, man.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm just sick of hearing about "Here you go" and all this other crap. Maybe I'm just salty because my team sucks.
Yeah, man, your team's bad. I mean, they at least waited probably until like Thanksgiving, I think, to officially be like, all right, we're bad, right? I mean, they had 4 wins. They had enough to kind of keep you like, you know, hey, if we run off 3 in a row, you know, we could make some noise.
Dog, I ain't never been so disgusted today. I watched one play from the Commanders game this week. You want to know what it was? Tyreek Hill going 60 on us. And I was like,
he went 50 on you too. That helps.
I saw the second one.
Okay, the second one.
Yeah, he went 70 on us. And then he went 60 and then he went 40. It's whichever one he went, the second one that he did on us. I'm sitting here and I'm like, you know, I'm no defensive mastermind, but I've got a safety over the top for all the speedsters on this team.
Well, you know who Tyreek Hill didn't look so good against? Kansas City Chiefs figured it out. But yeah, man, he's I think he should be the MVP favorite.
You think?
Yeah, he's not going to be, but there just hasn't been a quarterback that's like had a runaway season. And I also think it's dumb that it's just turned into a quarterback award. Mm-hmm. I think it should be Tyreek this season.
Hmm. Interesting.
But my Dak Prescott, if you happen to listen to Sports Talk earlier this year when we did our NFL preview, I said Dak Prescott, lay a little juice, a little cheese, a little bit of bacon, sprinkle a little bit of money on Dak Prescott MVP. It's looking pretty good.
Did you put some opportunity on that?
I had an opportunity on Dak Prescott.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
Here we go. All right. I'll take that.
Here we go, all right? I'm drinking a Coca-Cola at 11:53 p.m.
It's not 11:53.
Oh, shoot. It's only 9:53.
All right. Oh, my goodness. I'm not that into it right now. My Sacramento Kings in-season tournament opportunity still on the table.
Oh, that's good. That's good. My Sixers one is off.
Oh, what a shame. Let that be.
That was a bad read.
Yeah, it's all right. I picked the young kids who are hungry and want money.
But Indiana's making some noise.
Yeah, but aren't they like they're scoring the most points in the league, but they're also giving up the most points and they can't stop anybody?
I think so.
Yeah. That's always a good sign, right? What is this? I know we'll talk about wrestling in a second. Sorry, Joe. What is this about the Warriors getting blown up?
They're on a bit of a cold stretch. Andrew Wiggins is not playing well at all. Klay Thompson is getting very gotten to by media.
Draymond ain't been the same since he went MMA on Rudy Gobert.
He's obviously deteriorating, but I don't think they're going to trade Klay, but it's very obvious they need to trade Klay Thompson and like Jonathan Kuminga to get a piece back. Mm-hmm. Possibly like Zach LaVine is going to be on the block or is on the block, but he doesn't play like Warriors basketball, so it's not really a good fit. But he clearly needs somebody not washed, and like I hate to say that about Klay, not really, but like he had two career altering injuries back to back without ever stepping foot on the court in between.
And Klay honestly is more of a postseason player than a regular season player.
And yeah, especially like lately. Yeah.
Yeah. His best stats come in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But
you're always going to get the Klay Thompson, like made 8 out of 12 threes game.
Right. Klay Thompson goes off for 47.
Yeah. You're going to get that game
three. But yeah, welcome to Final Wrestling Place. I'm Tim.
I am still Marcus.
And we are old men today.
Who? Can you tell me?
Are we just gotten to it as old aged, grizzled young vets right now? Like we're two of the babies of the network.
Barely, yeah.
And it's tough, man. Like I just won't go to bed.
Yeah, man, been a long weekend. Yeah. If I had any PTO left, I would definitely use a day tomorrow, but that ain't gonna happen.
You invent some PTO.
I'm gonna take I like to call it a day off on the clock, which is when I go into work, but I don't do anything.
I had one of those all week last week.
Oh, nice.
Because it was like the week after Thanksgiving. So like nobody's doing anything. And really we're in that dry period of my job where it's like, all right, it's the holidays. Ain't nothing happening. We're not doing any new business. Ain't nobody doing no mm-hmm. new business. All quiet, baby. And so you sit around and wait for somebody to talk to you.
Look, you can't make the work come to you.
I feel like I'm working like a convention. I'm just sitting under a banner that says WWE Superstar Virgil. Don't nobody come talk to me. I'm just going to be thinking about meat sauce. So what are we going to do? We're just going to figure it out, right?
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do when it all comes down?
Chiefs just scored a touchdown.
Shoot for food.
I was feeling a little guilty because I checked with Brett. We like to talk about opportunities. And I was like, oh, you can get the Chiefs for plus money. And it was for a while looking like that was a bad recommendation, but we're within two now. It's 14 to 12.
Who are y'all playing?
We're playing the Packers in Green Bay.
Y'all are down two?
We're down two, yeah.
Dog, how are you down to the booty cheek Packers?
Packers have been good over like the last five games.
Cheekin'.
So, no, we'll be all right.
Looks like this week is going to be a good week for me in fantasy football.
I was going to say, you're getting a win, right?
I'm beating up Brett, and I'm beating up our buddy Big Jim in the other league. Little old me trying to find a way to get out of last place in all my leagues.
That's right.
I think I need to draft up a contract and send it over to Terry Skittles. Draft a legal document to get it over to Terry Skittles for the 2024-2025 season of At Odds Fantasy Football.
Mm-hmm.
May need to step away as the general manager. I would like to stay in the ownership group, but I need to find like a potential buyer of my spot.
Oh,
dog in the spot. Fantasy Football League.
I'm thinking of a co-manager.
I'm thinking of, kind of being the owner proprietor and then, maybe looking at external general manager help.
Like a hands-off owner or hands-on owner?
I'd be a very hands-off owner.
Okay.
If the general managers who would come in wanted to change up the place, rename the steakhouse, draft whoever they want, you know?
Speaking of managers, did you see the news that Mark Cuban selling the Mavericks?
Yes.
Andy's leaving Shark Tank?
Yes.
He's running for president, right?
I think he might. So the rumor was he wants to spend more time with his daughters.
Uh-huh.
Who are like about to go off to college. To me, I'm not wishing any ill will on him, but these sound like the actions of a man in poor health.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Right. Like, why would you just like get rid of all of like your, why would you liquidate this fast and get out of the public eye? I'm absolutely like, I'm sure it's family related. I don't know if I want Mark Cuban the president. I mean, he would be like the best successful businessman we've ever had as president.
Almost by default, but yeah.
He's someone who actually knows a thing or two about winning.
Mm-hmm. And making money.
Yeah. Only thing he hasn't done is open a college.
That'd be pretty ballin'.
QBU?
Yeah.
What would your major be if you went to Mark Cuban University?
I would like to major in
t-shirt sports sales.
Betting. No, sports betting.
How did you major in sports betting?
So, Cuban actually hired like a really successful, like second generation sports bettor, and hired him away from betting to help like basically manage the team because he was so good at like reading like player trajectories and patterns and stuff like that. And yeah, he had a job in the front office for like years and years and years with the Mavs.
Mm-hmm.
So Cubes gets down with the opportunity business. So yeah, that's what I would major in.
I'm sure of that. Yeah. I'd probably just want to like, I wouldn't mind actually like getting a business degree as long as Cube is like giving it to me. I don't think there's that many businessmen that are as smart as Cuban and as diversified or can get as diversified as Mark Cuban.
Yeah, man, he sells pills for the original price plus like 10%.
Yeah, what a genius. From the inventors of bottled water. But yeah, man, lots of good shows on the network this week. We appreciate all of the comments made, call outs to us. We appreciate it. We thank you. It's good to be the tastemaker sometimes, you know, but we're back on our regular grind and we found another solid article from 411 Mania. I believe it's That's also right. from Steve Cook, who we've talked about recently on the pod, but he recently did a seven piece, a top seven article on shocking WWE returns. Because, you know, whether people want to admit it or not, CM Punk is back and it's exciting. And you forget about all your beef about Pepsi Phil when Cult of Personality plays and you weren't expecting it. But he gives a top seven shocking WWE returns.
And what I really appreciate about this list is that it is, I would say it's more based off of the shock of the actual return of being in the company, as opposed to the shock of like the pop when you return.
Mm-hmm.
So like on his list, you're not going to see like, that one time Sasha Banks came back, like, that's not going to be, it's not like a return like that. Not like surprise returns or whatever. This is about actual bad blood. People coming back to the company.
Mm-hmm.
RIP, thought they were dead.
Like, OMG, I thought he was dead. LOL.
Yeah.
Right. So let's look through this list. 7-1. We'll see if it's in the good place or the bad place. And ride from there. Number 7. On the list is Double J Jeff Jarrett.
Ha ha, that's J double F. Ha ha, J double R E double T. That's
we're
right,
never folks. Gonna
Jeff Jarrett.
We'll never have anything to say about the world's greatest singer, the world's greatest entertainer, and the world's greatest wrestler. Ain't I great?
Ha-ha.
But yeah, him coming back from the for the WWE Hall of Fame when he gets inducted, after pretty much being, I don't want to say he was blackballed, but he was like dark gray bald.
He was J-E-double-O-N-double-E
gone. But yeah, I feel like Double J is a shocking return, especially him coming in at number 2 in the Rumble the year he went into the Hall of Fame. So definitely enticing. Number 6 on the list is Shane McMahon, leading up to WrestleMania 34, right? 32.
32.
Leading up to WrestleMania 32 in the Big D. How do you feel about Shane being on the list?
I don't. Let me look over my final list. Yeah, so he didn't make my final list, but I do remember that being a shocking return to the company.
Right, because he was gone for forever, and like, there's just a promo happening in the middle of the ring on Raw, and here's Naughty by Nature playing. And out comes Shane. No fanfare whatsoever. And him coming back was it was shocking to me. But business-wise, I'm not sure if it made waves. But a guy who does make waves, number 5 on the list, this is the return of Brock Lesnar. The night after WrestleMania 27? 8. Yes. after Rock Austin won, or Rock Cena won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 2012.
Yes. This was crazy.
Yeah, I remember there was kind of rumblings, but like, I was like, don't know, like UFC, you know, didn't think he was really done with that. And like, we're still in like the very much like you can't do two things in WWE and like be in WWE phase.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're all WWE or nothing, pal. And right. Yeah, man, that was pretty dope.
Very much so. Very much so. Number four on the list is The Rock, who made his return. What they're counting is his return as being announced as the host of WrestleMania 27.
Yes.
This was a pretty sick return on Raw, where like the lights go out and then the electricity pulses through the arena. And then eventually like the whole arena lights up and then you get the if you smell.
And there's like a 30-minute overrun.
Yeah. Holy crap. Where do you got The Rock's return? Does it make your list?
I have it at number 7 on my list. I thought it was a pretty shocking return because he'd been in Hollywood. I don't know if the Fast movies had started yet, if he'd been in the franchise yet, but it felt like he was a well-established Hollywood star. And it seemed like if he hadn't come back yet, he wasn't going to come back at all.
Yeah, I'm going to his discography or his filmography right now just to take a look and see. 2011, he was in Fast Five.
Okay, so he's coming back to pretty much get himself over, promote himself for Fast Five.
Yep. Before then, he was just kind of doing
filling out his Disney contract.
Yeah, he was Faster, the other guys, Tooth Fairy, Planet 51, Race to Witch Mountain, Get Smart, Game Plan, Boston Webble, Face the Heat. Do you have a favorite Rock movie?
Ooh. No, I don't. But that sounds fun to figure out.
There's a bunch.
Yeah, no, there's a lot. I don't. Man. Oh, there's a flag on the play. Please be against Green Bay. No, I don't think I have a favorite At the Rock movie.
At the Rock Johnson movie.
Or whatever he is. Yeah.
For the longest time, mine was Walking Tall, or not Walking Tall, The Rundown.
Okay. I liked Rundown a lot.
Southland Tales was weird. That's all I have to say. Number three is Bret Hitman Hart. A buddy of mine, we talked about him a little bit, Big Jim on 3CT. He thinks... there was a conversation on their last show where he thinks that CM Punk's return to Raw his return to the WWE at Survivor Series is the greatest return in WWE history.
Okay.
And is like the most shocking.
Okay. I don't hate it.
And in my head, I'm like, Bret Hart says otherwise. Like, I get that before Bret came back to the WWE, they had already in agreement done the Best There Is, the Best There Was, and the Best There Ever Will Be DVD for Bret.
Mm-hmm.
That was like a year before his return.
So the DVD was 06, I think.
Mm-hmm.
To go along with the Hall of Fame induction.
And then he came back in
2011.
I thought he was
sorry, 2010.
Okay.
Yeah. January 2010.
Right. And so to me, that it means more for Brett to come back, because Brett left. Brett was forced out, essentially. Punk left on his own devices and then he swallowed his conscience and decided to come back. Right. Whereas Brett was pretty much on no uncertain terms. Like, you're not needed here anymore. You're not wanted here anymore. Go away. And like, he does the WCW in the sky, brother. And we were all there for the work that was the Montreal screw job. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Brett is on your list. Don't want to give away where he would be.
Okay. He's higher.
As we have two more left on the list.
Okay.
And number two is the Ultimate Warrior. And his return is for the Hall of Fame as well. Famous notable Hall of Fame inductee and speech giver, and then his untimely demise. Called his shot. The spirit of the warrior will live forever.
He had so many clothes on at the that Raw thing. He had like the trench coat,
a full suit, had a suit, and the trench coat and the mask.
And you know he's got to be like still like 250. Like, bro, I know you're burning up, man.
Right.
That's too many clothes on.
That's too many clothes. Where did you think about Warrior's return?
If it did feel like another like, can't believe that happened. But we like weren't gonna get another match out of it. So I was like, all right, well, if he's just gonna like get paid to like
Hall of Fame,
say nice things about WWE and show up every once in a while and like pop a rating or whatever, that's cool. But then he died.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, holy smokes.
I think his death actually makes the return that much greater. Cause like, to quote our friends at what's the name of the comedy group? The effing Flight of the Conchords.
Oh, okay.
Conditions are perfect. Like, he had, like, everything had to line up just perfectly to get the Warrior for the Hall of Fame. Because if we didn't get him, his number would have came up and then we'd had to put him in after he passes, right?
Or do you think his number wouldn't have come up if he wasn't in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know. You think
that travel and that weekend was too much on his roided up heart?
Maybe. And I don't know anything about
that's what.
I don't know anything about the chicken and rice.
That's what triggered the big one.
Yeah. Number one on the list is Bruno Sammartino.
The Brune.
Also a Hall of Fame get. This is, I believe, the first of the Fixer Triple H?
I think so.
Or was it Warrior first?
I thought it was the Brune.
I think it was the Brune.
Because wasn't Bruno... Bruno was 2013.
And then Warrior Man was 2014?
Yeah. Yeah, because Bruno was when they ran New York. WrestleMania 29.
Right. Yep. Class of 2013, 2014's Warrior Jake Lee or Warrior Jake Lita. And then we get the, we just get the Fixer of Triple H all through. So, does Brune make your list?
The Brune does not make my list.
That's what I thought, man. I didn't find it. I don't find return shocking when you are showing up at the end of it all to get
to like get your ring.
Right. Right. Like, it's not shocking.
It's like
it's the goal in all people's lives to close every chapter of conflict they have before they go peacefully into the night.
Right. Yeah, and then just like rewrite history before you peace out.
Right. Henry Kissinger like probably did a bunch of that. How do you feel about the Yankees being all in love with Henry Kissinger?
A group of idiots.
Hey.
Morons.
If you want to come to Atlanta.
I do not want to come to Atlanta. Thank you very much. Ain't much better down there. Down where?
Yeah. Hey, we got a championship recently.
We sure do.
Uh-huh.
Not last year, but yeah.
We'll have one next year.
Than what I'm used to.
Yeah, we'll have one next year.
Y'all probably going to trade for Juan Soto.
That's fine. Everybody loves a shimmy.
Nah, Yankees are finishing the trade. Let me call my shot. 12-3. Tomorrow, the deal gets done. The New York Yankees are going to acquire Juan Soto from the San Diego Padres for Clark Schmidt, Michael King. No, it won't be both. It'll be Michael King and I think Drew Adams is the prospect or something like that. I don't know. Thorpe. Yeah, sorry. Thorpe and a handful of lower-level prospects. But that's for final Yankee place. Yankees are idiots. That's all I got to say about that.
I love to see it. So we've given our seven thanks to Steve Cook. What is our seven of shocking WWE returns?
All right. I've got my number seven, and it was one that was listed. And
I'm going to go strictly off your list, and if I got issues, I'll bring them up.
Okay. So I got Mr. Dwayne The Rock Johnson in 2011.
Okay.
Because it's the guest host thing. Dwayne hasn't been back. There's been no hint of him.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah. Thought it was a shocking return. Number six, J-E-double-F. Ha ha. J-double-R-E-double-T. Double J. Jeff Jarrett.
Right.
Number five. This is a more recent return. I'm going with, while he was in-house, I was surprised that his particular return happened. I'm talking about Stone Cold Steve Austin in 2022.
Okay.
Return to the ring. I thought it was bonkers, man. And I know that, like, you see the videos of him getting ripped and shredded.
Mm-hmm.
And the rumors are out there that he's been training and he's been spotted bumping and whatever else. But we'd heard about Austin's like actual farewell match since like summer of 2003. It had reached like, it's never going to happen. Almost 20 years removed. Like, it's never going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened. So that's good enough to get number five in my list. Number four,
as a pause,
I'm gonna say about all Stone Cold.
I do, and it's right. Talking. This is where we bridge the gap between old and new. So you're hearing the scuttlebutt, right?
Mm-hmm.
About maybe Austin doing one more ride.
Mm-hmm.
With Phil.
I think that would be really bad.
I think it would be really bad.
It's a really bad idea.
I think they should have an interaction.
Yes.
Possibly on the same side.
Yes.
But not against each other.
No.
I got nothing for that.
Mm-mm.
At all.
No.
Never.
No.
Not a chance.
Punk's ring mechanic days are behind him. The time for that was 2009.
When he pipe bombed and he actually wore Austin's shirt.
Yeah, it would have been in that era. Like, right. That was the time where Punk was.
But that Austin, Austin was nowhere near ready.
No.
No, none.
No. But he's on it.com ready.
Yeah, onnit.com, not just Whistling Dixie. Do you think we're actually done with old Steve? Steve's done, right?
Look, as long as they keep sending them gimmicks in the mail called bills, I don't know if old Stone Cold's ever done.
He has been relatively quiet.
Maybe he's just been eating at the same restaurant that served Randy Orton, that scrumptious chicken and rice.
The Andrade meals, the Ethan Page meals.
Yeah.
You know, so the only problem with DeBoer is he don't like rice.
Yeah, that's it. It's holding him back.
I had a conversation with DeBoer before, and he told me the problem with rice is I can't eat it dry.
Can't eat it dry? No, I got to eat it dry.
That's what I'm saying, but you can't. You physically cannot eat rice.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you could just eat rice like a bag of potato chips, that would be cool.
How crazy are you? As I say to Boar, hypothetically. Who do you got after? Who do you have after old Cold Stone at five?
At four, I have Brock Lesnar's return in 2012.
Okay. Yeah, that's high for me. That's up there for sure.
Yeah. Number three, I have Vince McMahon? Question mark?
Which Vince return?
The one where they thought that they pushed him out of power, but they really didn't, and that he was going to sell the company to come back and gain control of it, and then get forced out eventually anyways. But that time he came back, allegedly, talking about January last year.
You mean the then now together year?
This year when he came back. Yeah. Like, and like
right when Steph pretty much goes away.
Yeah, like TV was one thing, and then the next week it's like, huh, this doesn't seem consistent with what's been going on. And then the next week it's like, kind of feels like Vince is back, right? And then the third week, everything is completely undone that had been done since SummerSlam, and it's like, oh yeah, Vince is back, baby.
And then my favorite thing about Vince's return was his jump off the stairs. Doug, I'm closer to 37 than I am his 70 whatever. Doug, you couldn't pay me to jump off of some ring stairs today.
With 1 foot, too. It's crazy.
No, I watched the Sid video.
Exactly.
My legs are way better than Sid's. And I don't know
why he needs the cane.
He needs the cane for a lot of reasons, I'm sure.
It's got to be Kane.
That's really sad. What is it really sad seeing the video from Saudi? With just broken down Vince.
Does he still have the mustache?
I think it's very, very Hitler-esque at this point. He still has a mustache. It's not a very good mustache. I wish I had a mustache.
Right? Yeah, it's like Pink Panther.
Yes.
Okay. I feel like he needs to become like a hat guy.
Oh no. Fedora mustache Vince.
Yeah.
Just going around saying m'lady.
Yeah.
God, uh-huh. I've never had more douche chills run through my body than thinking Vince McMahon fedora mustache.
In his fedora era.
Just him, Crumbles, and DeFarge all showing up to a place looking like old haberdashers, and Vince going, hello, m'lady. No, get out of here.
Number two on my list.
Number two.
I have old Pepsi Phil himself from last week, CM Punk.
Okay.
I'm more surprised that, and this was talked about on We Need Wrestling. We talked about it last week as well. This was, I felt like, Triple H's first test as to whether he could put aside personal animosity and wrongs committed towards him.
Mm-hmm.
And he passed with flying colors. Sure, you bring Bruno back. You bring Warrior Man back. Those are all Vince's transgressions you're fixing.
Mm-hmm.
Besides him getting squashed at WrestleMania 12, that was funny. Besides from that, like, those are Vince's mistakes you're fixing. Can you can you fix a personal beef and put it aside to make money? And yeah, yeah, you can. So that's why it's so high up for me.
Okay.
And yeah, go ahead.
So I know where your list is going. I see where your list is. My question is, I feel like there is a name you have left off. And I think you might have done it inadvertently, unbeknownst to you.
Unbeknownst to me.
Unbeknownst to you. Because I know where you are at number one, just from previous conversation. But my question is, what about Edge?
There was, if it was just the top 10, I'd have Edge probably around 10 or 9. I was more surprised by Christian than I was Edge.
Dog, I feel like you're having a bit of revisionist history.
I'm a top 7. Somebody's got to be 8, 9, or 10. I'm saying if we had 10, oh, Chiefs touchdown.
Edge was practically dead.
Okay, but if you would listen to the podcast, you could tell he was really, really plugged into the product, and then the podcast goes away, and then there's the reports that come out that Edge had been spotted in Pittsburgh and all this other stuff. I thought there was too many, not that it wasn't a surprising return, not that it wasn't shocking. There also wasn't any like bad blood there. It was just like, ah, man, you're too beat up. We can't have you on our show.
Right, but it can be a different type of shocking. Like, my man had, like, big jammy neck fusion, had to retire, was gone forever. The Rumble hits. His music hits. He is in the best shape of his effing life. And we are just sitting on our couch, tears in our eyes, because the Edge man's back.
Oh, top 10, without a doubt.
Oof. Okay.
No doubt. But my number one goes to another Canadian, and that is, of course, Mr. Hitman.
Mr. Lance Storm. Yes.
Nope. Talk about Mr. Hitman.
T stands for Thunder. What? Yeah, Mr. Hitman, for me, number one. Like, for all the reasons before, like, a lot of people had to eat crow. Brett had to accept apologies. And if we all know Brett like we know Brett, he probably forgives a bunch, but he don't forget at all by looking at his latest Starbucks cup of just people not knowing how to spell Brett. My man Bret Hart over here. Just, but yeah. Brett, number one shocking return. Aside from Edge, who else is kind of in your honorable mentions?
I had Sable in my honorable mentions.
Okay.
Yeah, lawsuit. Just like been off the radar for so long. And then just randomly back on SmackDown. Like, whoa, okay. Didn't expect that. And then, Edge and Christian.
Okay. So, yeah. What about the Hardys?
Oh, I also had, I didn't have the Hardys on there. I did have the NWO, Hogan, Hall, and Nash.
From No Way Out 02?
Yeah.
A lethal dose of poison.
Yeah.
How long before we get that promo again? How long before we run the lethal dose of poison promo to in any promotion?
But it's like Triple H reforming Evolution?
Or Tony Khan doing something where he's like, I don't like where things are going. I have to kill it and from the inside.
Then it's Bullet Club?
And yes. Then it's Bullet Club. And it's killing the business, Young Bucks and Kenny. And
that would certainly work.
Do you want to kill the business? Oh, gosh.
I mean, work could be a good angle.
It could. I mean, it can't be worse than the WWE's version of it. WWE's version of it, you bring back Hall, Nash, and Hogan. Nash doesn't even work a match. Scott Hall's on diazepam.
King.
And Hogan gets worked into a baby face. And we immediately get back to the red and yellow. Ain't even been around long enough for us to miss him. And now he's red and yellow, dude.
There's only like 4 months that go by between like Triple H's comeback at MSG and then like Hulk Hogan just out popping and out politicking him to get the title back.
What a great rock. That is so good. That is that might be the height of Bad Terry's career.
This, like, the thing is, like, a trip a Bad Terry didn't even have to like politic that hard. Like, the pop did all the work for him. There you go.
Right.
Guess we should run with this Hulkamania thing one more time, huh, brother? Yeah. Yes, Bad Terry, you're right.
Yes, see, Bad Vince, Terry.
Vince always loves getting back with Bad Terry.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate, to say the least.
That's his Tammy too.
Oh my God, yes. What do you think is in a bug out bag for Vince McMahon?
Oh man. Protein powder. Bottled water. Tic Tacs. A pack of nuts. Toothbrush. No toothpaste though. Just toothbrush. And I'm going to guess like a, maybe like a resistance band of some sort.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you think's in his bag?
All the above. A burner cell phone.
Okay.
Because he's going to be in contact with people, but it's not going to be a number anybody knows. But like one person. And like in their contact in the phone is like Vince SOS. I think all the rest are right. Bottled water, protein powder, resistance band. I would say at least $50,000 in cash. Like just in 20s, rubber banded in like a dealer stack.
Yeah. Just like you never know when you're going to need $30,000
on the spot in 20s unmarked. I'm just sitting on a YouTube page right now. And there is a video here that has absolutely captured my eye. And I think I'm going to add it to my watch later. It is the making of WCW Slam Jam.
Oh, cool. Neat.
It is a 2-hour documentary on the making of Slam Jam.
All right.
I ain't never seen an at odds homework assignment more in my life than Joe and Adam watching this and talking about the greatness that is WCW Slam Jam.
I would like that very much.
Dude, Step to Ron. I've listened to Step to Ron earlier today. Oh, man.
What's your favorite song off Slam Jam?
I have to look at the list.
Okay.
WCW Slam Jam 1. A track by track review. So Don't Step to Ron, Man Called Sting, Mr. Bang Bang, Jake the Snake, Master of the DDT, Michael Hayes, Freebird Forever, Simply Ravishing, Johnny B. Bad, The Natural, The Dragon, Barry Windham, He's Smoking, it's in Steinerized. Those are the 12 songs on Slam Jam 1. So if I had to look at this, I would say my favorite song off this record is Man Called Sting. Man Called Sting is 1. Simply Ravishing is 2. Steinerized is 3.
I feel like Steinerized is the sneaky one. That, like, you think of Slam Jam songs, I don't think it's Steinerized.
Yeah.
Probably because they didn't use it till, like, they came back, because they were already gone from the company, but, like, they come back and they use Steinerized. It's like, oh, they had this sweet theme ready for them.
Yeah. Steinerized.
My
so
number
good.
One, my number one is Simply Ravishing. My number two is Ooh. Man Called Sting. Yeah, Trying to Be Bad is great, though. Oh, man.
Trying to Be Bad is great. Don't Step to Ron is great.
Mm-hmm.
The Natural's great.
Oh, yeah. Natural's great. Yeah. Somebody should just piece together, like, WCW Slam Jam Volume 2.
Was there a Volume 2?
No.
That's what we ought to do next week. Next week, we ought to come together and do WCW Slam Jam Volume 2. What era would that be in?
So let's say Volume 2. Let's say
Volume 1 is 1992.
Volume 2 has to be Summer 1994 with Hogan coming in.
Okay. So that is the title track, American mm-hmm. Made. Mm-hmm. That has to be like,
yeah.
That is our keystone song. So we need to come up with our 11 other WCW songs that are in the Slam Jam. I like this.
Okay. So, yeah, because you have Hulk Hogan and the Wrestling Boot Band that comes out in 1995.
Yeah.
So I'd like to pretend that it came out in 1990. Yeah, it came out in 95. So I'm thinking, like, if it came out in 94,
mm-hmm.
and we got Slam Jam instead of Hulk Hogan's Wrestling Band or whatever.
Yes.
Bad Terry and the Wrestling Boot Gang.
Bad Terry and the Terrorizers all there. If you have any thoughts on what songs you think should go in Slam Jam Volume 2, let us know in the Discord, the soon to be named network Discord, under the TNM Shows channel, or let us know on social media at TNM Shows. Happy to take your comments in or out of the Discord, your choice. What rocked for you this week?
Eddie Kingston versus Brian Danielson.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. Yeah.
What about
went back it? And watched it. Intensity. It's something talk about AEW. What can they offer that WWE can't? And just like the undying will to be the better man. It's like a story WWE won't tell, really. Or at least when they do, I find it like unbearable.
Mm-hmm.
But like when AEW does it, I think they do that as well as they do like the gory payoffs to feuds.
Right.
Like a match like Eddie Kingston and Bryan Danielson is something that AEW can do that WWE cannot and will not do.
Yeah.
And if they do, they will not do it as well as Eddie Kingston and Bryan Danielson because they do not have Eddie Kingston and Bryan Danielson.
Yeah, they don't just grow on trees. They're not mm-hmm. They're not easily accessible like others.
What rocked for you this week?
What rocked for me this week is just seeing a bunch of dudes being on Chicken and Rice.
Heck yeah.
Just turning around and like every time I'm on like Instagram or something, I'm just seeing another dude who I love and admire just being jacked and ripped and tan Chicken and Rice. Mm-hmm. Mainly, I just saw that last picture of Andrade looking just yoked
out of his mind.
Yeah, just yoked out. And I can't have enough of it. I need the Chicken and Rice too.
Poppy CN.
Yeah. Yeah. Poppy CN's where it's at. Did you buy anything this week?
I did buy something this week.
Oh.
I won't put them out there. There is a merch maker who does they do like lamps. And I might have bought a lamp that is of the Heart Foundation.
Oh.
I guess a light is a better word. A light, not a lamp. A light. But I bought a light in the Heart Foundation logo.
Nice.
Because, need more lighting up on the third floor. And why not? Why not have it be bright?
Upper room. Yeah, man. That sounds good.
So, opportunity business has been good to me the last month or so. I checked the funds. I might have had a gentle nudge from our good buddy Brett.
Of course.
And ultimately, I had to ask myself, would I regret spending the money or would I regret not having it more? I would regret not having it more. So,
yeah.
That's what I bought. Did you buy anything this week?
I bought too much.
Ooh, what'd you get?
Nothing fun. So I bought a new suit. Had my new suit for a wedding I'm going to be doing in two That's weeks. Right. So I have to be dressed up for that. I'm actually trying a new look for myself.
Ooh.
For the first time in forever, I am going to be a suspenderman.
Okay.
Big bubber, no trouble. I'm going to be a suspenderman for the fact that I want people to know that things are going to be real when the straps come down. I can't wait to wear suspenders to just pull the straps down in the middle of the reception. Like they're going to play the wobble and I'm going to get up and I'm going to take my coat off. I'm going to throw it on the ground. I'm going to pull the straps down and then I'm going to Ric Flair flying knee this thing on the ground. And then I'm going to need help getting up because I have forgotten that I'm not the same man that I used to be.
You just got to roll, baby.
I don't know, man. I'm going to keep rolling. I also had to buy an emergency Christmas tree today.
Oh, okay.
Today was the day we put our Christmas tree up in the house and we had our old Christmas tree that we've had since we moved into the new house. So, and we went to go pull it out and we plug it in and the lights don't work. And it's one of those trees. It's one of those trees that are pre-lit. So mm-hmm. You can't just take the lights off the tree and put new lights on.
Right.
So we had to go out and spend a little money to get a new Christmas tree for the missus. And then I realized that what she wants is a Christmas tree. What I want is a Christmas tree are very different things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. What does she want?
It is the ultimate fight of lighting.
Okay.
She
wants white light.
She wants multicolored bulbs.
Oh, multicolored. Okay.
And I want solid color. I want white. I want like just a classic look on a tree. I feel like the colored bulbs, I love colors, but for me, I think that white lights pop way better on a green tree than these reds and blues and whatever have yous on the tree.
Okay.
But she gets what she wants. I asked her. I'm not fighting it. Can't fight the moonlight.
Well, when you come over, you can admire our tree.
Yeah. But you don't like it. Because you like colors. It looks
very nice. I do like colored lights, yes.
And the consortium likes solid colors.
I like a Christmas tree to just be like an explosion of throw up of like things that you have. Ornaments, candy, envelopes, old lights. Some of the lights are off, some of them are on. Chaos. I like a good chaos Christmas tree.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. So.
And the consortium.
Ain't have none of that.
There's nothing about the consortium that rings anything about chaos.
There is no order to that. So
there is no chaos. She's a chaos-free zone.
Chaos-free zone. None of that. Yeah. So
how's my couch?
Couch is good up here, man.
No, not that one. The other one.
Oh, the one that's not there. Still not here. It's not supposed to be here till like the end of the month. So.
Oh wow. Sheesh.
Yeah.
Tough, hard times.
Yeah.
Well, you know what that means, right?
More time up here.
You can't. Well, no. You can't have company. Where are you gonna hang out? You can't. You're not bringing company all the way up three floors to just do nothing. Can't have company over on a first floor with no living room. Say, so, hey man, living room's closed for repairs. We'll see you in 24. We're locked down real hard, Jack. Is there anything you need to plug?
No plugs for me other than the wonderful other podcast here on the Soon to Be Named Network. And I'll let you take it away, Mr. Tim.
Yeah, soontobenamednetwork.com, soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com. It's your home for this and so many other podcasts, including but not limited to our wrestling offerings of We Need Wrestling with DJ and Brett and Ad Ads Wrestling with Joe and Adam. Find everything at STBN Network on Twitter, including Wings on Wings and Long Box Series After Dark and so many other things to listen to. Subscribe to the Ad Ads Patreon. Make sure they get their cut of the effing money. Yeah. Use the eBay affiliate links. Check out the T Public store. tinyurl.com/longboxheroes to get that. If you want to follow us on social media, you can at Not the Tool Man for me, at The Wrestling Speakeasy for Marcus, if you know, you know, at TNM Shows on Twitter. For this and our other show, Viewer's Choice, which we record after every WWE and AEW pay-per-view. Our next coverage will be December 30th for AEW World's End. Kind of crazy how many people struggled this last week to know what the pay-per-view was. Very good to be glad to covering that for the end of the year. We'll be back here next week to talk WCW Slam Jam Volume 2 and whatever else comes up. But right now, Marcus, all that's left is to tell the people goodbye.
Bye, boys.